If I fell in love with you, would you promise to be true and help me understand? 'Cause I've been in love before and I found that love was more than just holding hands.
If I give my heart to you, I must be sure from the very start that you would love me more than her. If I trust in you,
thank you. definitely out of sight. Steve Miller Band and Brave New World, as we approach the weekend edition of the Bob Cole program on a Sunday. Continuing on until 6 p.m. this afternoon. Very historic day today. Man is going to set foot on the moon, and you are going to be alone to watch, either via your radio or via your television, if you should have one. It's a couple minutes after 12 o'clock. This is KMPX San Francisco. I sure am glad they're landing on the moon, because the fog in San Francisco would make landing impossible.
Down the hall. all slum, baby. See you tomorrow.
This is AFPN Denang. I'd like to remind you now, the Morris Station, that my accepting calls, the number you can call is 3330. That's 3330. The Morris Station is now accepting calls. Weather forecast, partly cloudy with a shower or two. Stand by now for news. From the outside, it stands at 72 degrees.
New defense budget cuts announced by Secretary Laird.
AFBN News compiled from commercial and military news agencies with Marine Corporal Tom Sinkovitz.
Good morning. Defense Secretary Laird has announced that more than 300 military bases in the U.S. and overseas will be shut down or reduced to save about $609 million a year. Laird's announcement is the latest in a series of moves aimed at cutting the defense budget this year by $3 billion. Under an agreement with Congress, the Pentagon says details on the domestic bases, including the names of the installations, will be announced Wednesday. Decisions on the foreign bases will be held up pending consultations with the host countries. At least 20 persons are dead and an undetermined number injured in a western Yugoslavia city which has been rocked by 2 days of earthquakes. An estimated 60% of the buildings in Banja Luka have been destroyed or damaged. And moderate earthquakes were felt in widely separated areas of California today. Some residents were awakened, but there have been no reports of serious damage. The crisis has eased in Lebanon, and attention now turns from the streets to the conference table. In all of Lebanon's major cities, the curfew has been lifted. But in Tripoli, where Arab guerrillas still occupy most of the city, the curfew remains. A secret vote is scheduled tomorrow at the United Nations. That story from UPI's James Buchanan.
On the election at the United Nations tomorrow, candidates will be vying for 5 seats on the International Court of Justice. 3 of the seats are expected to go to the United States, the Soviet Union, and Uruguay. A battle may develop for the remaining 2 posts among candidates from Asia, Africa, and Western Europe. A total of 18 countries have brought forth candidates for the 5 available seats. A total of 15 justices are elected to staggered 9-year terms on the court. Secret ballots are taken in both the General Assembly and the Security Council. One body cannot elect a candidate unless he is also selected in the other. The court has its headquarters in The Hague. James Buchanan reporting from the United Nations.
A walkout yesterday of at least 140,000 workers from 13 unions in a strike against General Electric Company has threatened to idle 90% of that company's production. The strike against the huge firm, one of the nation's biggest defense contractors, was the first major strike during the Nixon administration. The administration has pledged hands off the GE strike. The Supreme Court has agreed to review a federal law that requires mailers to stop sending obscene advertisements to people who don't want them. The 1968 law was attacked by a group of mailers who claim it abridges the rights of free speech and freedom of the press. The court also agreed to decide for the first time how long law enforcement officers may hold personal property while they apply for a search warrant. The issue was raised in a case where a conviction in Washington State was overturned because it took 29 hours to obtain a search warrant. The Senate Finance Committee has passed a measure which would require tax-free foundations to go out of business after 40 years or start paying income tax at regular corporate rates. Committee also okayed provisions requiring foundations to pay income tax of 1/5 of 1% of their assets annually and pay out a sum equal to 5% of their assets each year. Another civil rights protest is underway in Memphis, Tennessee. We get details from CBS correspondent Del Vaughn.
This is Black Monday in Memphis. There have been two others. The Negro leaders vow there will be more if their demands are not met. The issues include school desegregation and administration and a strike by workers at St. Joseph's Hospital. The Negro Alliance formed to support NAACP demands on the school board and hospital workers' demands is being called the most powerful grouping of Negro factions since the Marxism sit-ins of 1960. Support of the black community is evidenced by the 65,000 students who stayed home last Monday when the Alliance called for a school boycott to accompany each of the Black Monday protests. The Most Reverend Joseph Burek, Bishop of Tennessee's Roman Catholics, is deeply involved in the strike against St. Joseph's Hospital. The bishop feels that his stand on the civil rights issues may lose some of the church's older, more conservative members. Bishop Burek says his turning point on civil rights came when he received a letter from Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., written in the Birmingham jail in 1963. Del Vaughn, CBS News, Memphis.
In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, it's 53 degrees under cloudy skies. And that's AFBN News to the hour.
AFBN News compiled from commercial and military news agencies with Marine Corporal Tom Sinkovitz.
Hi, love. A great big welcome to all my friends, and you have a date with Chris. That's me. I'll be with you for a little while. So do it up first and tell all the people. Thank you.
Corporal White writes from Vietnam. Where in Vietnam, I have absolutely no idea, but he asked if I would play a song for some of his buddies, who are Corporal Wagner, PFC Rowan, and Corporal Craddock. So I decided I would play this song for you. These are the guys who had It's Your Thing. Remember them? Well, here are the Isley Brothers. I Turned You On.
Thank you.
recording artist for A&M Records, Robin Wilson. Here's a group called the Electric Indian, and if these aren't shades of the Lone Ranger and his friend Tonto, well, I just don't know what is. King Fabi. With us again today. He was our guest all last week singing a whole bunch of groovy tunes. Well, the one he's going to do for us today is a song that he recorded quite some time ago, and it was such a great song that by popular demand it was re-released. Here's I'll Never Fall in Love Again.
Sort of wrong. I can't take anymore.
Tom Jones, I really dig your voice. I sure do. Dionne Warwick is up next, and I'd like to dedicate this little tune by her to everyone who's stationed in Saipan, which is in the Midwe Islands. This is Odds and Ends. I'd like to dedicate this next tune by the Meters to PFC Payne and all of his buddies who are on LZ Baldy, stationed with A Company of the 26th Engineer Battalion. Ease back. Thank you. New Jersey boy, PFC Mueller, and all the rest of the guys who were the 4th Infantry Division, 8 Company Mortars, 3rd Battalion, 12th Infantry, When I Die. Clark is up next, and how do you do introduce a song like this? Look at-